Hi, how are you doing? Thank you so much, Ms. Mojde. I enjoyed it. I can see that you got more fluent. I think you've practiced a little bit, even though you haven't shared something in this forum. I can guess because you improved a lot. So I believe that if you continue recording, I believe you will get better and better and better. And of course, everyone likes to hear from you. Everyone likes you. So why not? Why not record your voice and share your ideas with people here, with the members, and everyone will appreciate it. So keep going, keep recording. I like to hear more from you. And about the topic, of course, I had no idea about the Easter day. That was a very good one because I believe I can talk about that day. It's a very challenging one. So you talked about that, so we can say that you improved a lot because that's a challenging thing to talk. And I had a little bit of research because I don't want to babble, just talk about something that I don't know. So I decided to have a little bit of research, and what was appealing to me was the eggs, because eggs in Easter days, in the culture of Christians, the people who have the religion Christianity. So it's a symbol of death and rebirth. So that was very appealing to me. I decided to talk and share that idea with you guys because I think that we have these kind of cultures too, because we have eggs in 7S, I don't know how to say have seen. So in Nowruz, Eid Nowruz, we can say. So we sometimes use eggs. Sometimes we use it because we want to make the I don't know how to say sofre. That's very challenging. So you challenged me with this recording, by the way. So yeah, sometimes we do it because we want to make it be more beautiful. But I think if we go and search in the culture, maybe in Persian culture, we will find out that eggs are a symbol of something. I don't know. I haven't researched it. But that was very appealing, so I decided to share with you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, and I hope to hear more from you. See ya.